Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
TGIF. I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, every season, the exciting action of the NFL entertains millions of fans all around the world. Another facet that makes the NFL so great is the drama. And here's one storyline we'll have to keep an eye on. Tom Brady needs 1,155 passing yards to surpass Drew Brees for the most in league history. Now, if TB12 matches his 2020 season average of 289.6 passing yards per game for the first four games of 2021, he'll have 1,158 passing yards and eclipse Brees in the highly anticipated Week 4 matchup at the Patriots. Brady taking his return to Foxborough in stride, tweeting out Thursday, quote, "It's like when your high school friends meet your college friends. TB12 making the funny." His dad, on the other hand, said he has that primetime Sunday night game circled when visiting with the Sports Hub yesterday.
I saw the schedule come out last night, and I started salivating when I saw that we play the Patriots in the fourth game of the season, and that we're coming up here to make our record 4-0 after the fourth game. So it's a pretty fun time.
The first Sunday night game of the 2021 season features Matthew Stafford making his L.A. debut as the Rams take on the Bears. Earlier in this offseason, Chicago made a play to improve their quarterback play by attempting to swing a trade with Seattle for Russell Wilson. The Hawks, of course, turned down the offer, and Chicago signed veteran Andy Dalton. The Bears, though, weren't done bolstering the QB spot, as they also drafted Justin Fields in the first round of this year's draft. Head coach Matt Nagy was asked how his team will approach the right time for the rookie to see his first action.
The obvious one here with the draft just happening is with Justin Fields and us going up to get him. And we know what we have sitting in front of us with him. And we got to make sure that he has a successful entry plan. And we don't know how that's going to look. But at the same point in time, we have Andy Dalton on our roster. And, you know, Andy's come in here and done a really good job in these Zoom meetings. And he's really excited, too, to be a big part of this and see what he can do with us. And so it is unique. It's going to be different. But I have a lot of belief and faith in our coaches and our players and the rest of our team to do everything we can to get off to a fast start.
And speaking of Coach Nagy, he'll miss out on seeing Fields up close and personal during this weekend's rookie minicamp. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting Nagy is a high-risk close contact for a family member who tested positive for COVID-19 and will participate virtually in on-field activity this weekend. But Nagy will still lead all virtual meetings. Ian adds that Coach Nagy is in the process of being vaccinated, but is not through each step yet. As for the first overall pick this year, Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars beginning their rookie minicamp today. The quarterback is expected to take part in a limited number of drills after undergoing surgery on his left non-throwing shoulder in February. Lawrence is expected to fully be healed by training camp. And like Lawrence, Caleb Farley went in round one, and now the former Virginia Tech corner is officially a Titan after signing a four-year, $13.4 million contract with the team. The Eagles, of course, trading up to the 10th overall pick in this year's draft for wide receiver Devontae Smith. It's the second straight first-round pick they've invested in the wideout position. In 2020, Philly selected Jalen Reagor. Smith was asked what the thought of the aforementioned Reagor.
He's very explosive. He's very fast. I mean, overall, he's a great receiver. I mean, we can complement each other, just help each other out with things in our game. So it may be something that I'm doing that he's not doing, or something that he's doing that I'm not doing, and we can just help each other out every way.
Elsewhere, the NFC East Division champion Washington football team signed their entire 10-person draft class Thursday. Atlanta selecting tight end Kyle Pitts, fourth overall in this year's draft, and he took time out of his busy schedule to discuss his acclimation into the league with our Good Morning Football friends yesterday. Pitts touched on a variety of topics, including immediate goals for his rookie campaign.
I just want to make a splash early. Sometimes, you know, rookies kind of get caught up in the playbook and things like that. I just want to be able to learn it, get it down pat so that when I get out there, I can just play freely and, you know, be myself. Now that I'm drafted, I feel like all of that's kind of, you know, going to fall by the wayside a little bit because it's back to day one. So I'm just ready to get into work and, you know, make a name for myself. Like I said, make a splash. I want to be able to, you know, if I do get 400 yards the first game, that would be crazy. But just to, you know, get out there and play and, you know, have a role in the offense.
Hey, make sure to join NFL legend Michael Robinson and former Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick for Total Access, the Locker Room Podcast. They provide unique stories and insights about the game of football. Make sure to download it today. I hope you have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Will Selma, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.